Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Roland. And may I say it is good to see you in the new year.
Thank you.
And these interviews should be longer.
I know they should. Let's campaign for that.
They're so fun.
Ten minutes would be really nice.
It's good to find out what's going on with you.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, what's going on with you as of what is the date?
It'll be February 17th.
February 17th, the Talia String Quartet. Mm-hmm. So talk about them.
So the Talia String Quartet is actually very, very local. They are the quartet in residence at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music down in San Francisco, obviously.
Right.
And we just decided to have them up. We had the Afiara years ago, and they were not the official quartet in residence, but they were, you know, staying down there and learning, and they were being coached by everyone down there, and it's an excellent place to be coached as a quartet. So we invited them up, the Talia, and they are going to play an incredible program on February 17th at 7:30 at the Community Church of Sebastopol. And they're starting off with the Haydn String Quartet, Opus 76, number 5, which is in a series that he did, but it's the one where he really varied and went away from sonata form, so it sounds a little bit more forward-looking than regular Haydn, because sometimes Haydn can be a bit methodical and sonata formish. And,
right.
Some people like to see it break out a little bit. And then they're going to play a piece by Garth Knox, who's a contemporary composer, called Satellites. And this piece was actually commissioned by the Kronos Performance Group, which is the Kronos Quartet. They have a project called 50 for the Future.
Oh.
They took all these composers and said, hey, we want to support 50 compositions, new compositions for string quartet. And this is the piece that came out of it.
What a great idea.
It's neat. It's a neat piece. It really sounds... like interstellar, like very much so.
Boy, I hope we'll be hearing a lot of those pieces, because I have a hunch they're just dynamite.
You know, I did. You can listen to it online, because they had it recorded by a bunch of different quartets, and it's not inaccessible. It's not, dissonant. Anybody can go online to our website, redwoodarts.org, or just Google Garth Knox Satellites and hear it. So I can't wait to hear it live.
I've got at least a foot of... Chrono CDs.
I bet I do too.
Right.
You can hear them play. You can hear Fission play. You can hear a bunch of different quartets play.
Oh, that's great.
And then they're closing out with the Mendelssohn String Quartet, which was actually written to his sister, Fanny, when she passed away. And it's a huge, dramatic, big, lush piece that they're going to close with. So I can't wait to hear them.
Normally, does the Talia play in San Francisco? I assume they do.
They do for some occasions, but mainly they are really there to be coached and do outreach. But they were formed in 2014 at the Zephyr International Chamber Music Festival in Italy, basically. And they've since gotten a new cellist as of last fall, and I'm really excited to hear her. I've never heard her before. And they pride themselves on diversity of their collaborations. So I think that they've had a lot of good interaction with Bay Area musicians, and they do a lot of outreach and educational performances down there.
So will they retain their connection with San Francisco?
Well, no, they'll, I mean, basically once they have finished their... whatever you want to call it, internship there as being in residence, they'll just go off and start
be another
professional quartet.
The other people.
I mean, they are a professional quartet. Then they get coached more. Then they become even more like the Afiara did as well. So it's exciting to see them in this stage, because they're just starting to take that leap.
Great.
You can say you saw them when.
Yes, exactly. And saw them playing a piece commissioned by the Kronos.
Yeah. So it should be fun.
Great. Okay. I assume that that all of the points are the same. That is that here they are. They are the Talia String Quartet. They are playing on Saturday, February 17th.
At 7:30.
At the Community Church of Sebastopol, which is the one that has the Noah's Ark in front of it.
Yes.
Right. You can't miss it.
Yeah. On the 116 as you're headed towards kind of the Grayton area.
And thank you very much, Candace. I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you, Roland. It's good to see you.
I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.